Hi, my name is Ian Spencer, my call sign is Delta Juliet Zero Hotel Fox, and this is a walk around of the TM-G707 radio from Kenwood, the front panel and the rear panel. First, the front panel. If we look at the front panel, then the main area is taken up by the display, and there are controls to the left and to the right and all along as a horizontal row below the display. I'm going to talk first about the controls on the left of the display. So if you find the top left-hand corner and come down, there's a small button. This is the call button. It recalls the call channel. It also starts and stops call stroke VFO scan when in VFO mode or call memory scan when in memory recall mode. Below this is a button, the VFO button. Selects the VFO mode. In this mode, you can change the operating frequency using the tuning control or the mic up and down. It also provides VFO scan start stop to scan the entire VFO range, or program scan start stop to scan a programmed range of frequencies. Below this is the MR button. This selects the memory recall mode. In this mode, you can change memory channels using the tuning control or the mic up and down. It also starts or stops the memory scan. And below this is a round knob, the tuning control. This selects operating frequencies when in VFO mode, memory channels when in memory recall mode, menu numbers when in menu mode. This control is used for various other selections. And this control is also a push button and is the megahertz button and selects the megahertz mode. In this mode, you can change the operating frequency in 1 MHz steps or 10 MHz steps using the tuning control or the mic up and down buttons. It also stops or starts a MHz scan. If we go to the right of the tuning control, then we come first to the F function button, which allows you to select the different functions that are available using the multifunction buttons. To the right of that is the tone button, which switches the tone function or CTCSS function on or off, and also activates or deactivates automatic tone frequency ID. And to the right of that is the REV button, switches the transmit frequency and receive frequency when operating with a standard transmit offset or an odd split memory channel. And to the right of that is the LOW button, which selects high, medium or low transmit output power. To the right of that is the band button, which selects VHF or UHF band. On some version, also selects the 118 MHz band. And to the right of that is a tiny little dim button, which selects the display illumination from 5 levels, including off. And to the right of that is a rotary control, the volume control. When turned, it adjusts the level of received audio from the speaker. And there's an outer ring on this control, which is the squelch control. When turned, it adjusts the squelch threshold level. This allows you to mute speaker output when no stations are being received. I'm now moving to the top right-hand corner of the front panel. And if you come down, there's a small button, which is the power switch, which switches the transceiver on or off. Below that is the PM button, which selects the programmable memory mode. And below that is the menu button, which selects the menu mode. If we now go to the right, off of the front panel and onto the main chassis itself and come down, we come to the microphone connector. If we now go to the left-hand side of the front panel and off of the front panel onto the chassis itself and go down, then we come to the data connector, which connects a terminal node controller for packet operation and accepts a 6-pin mini plug. There are a number of buttons on the microphone. On the left-hand side of the microphone is the PTT button. On the top of the microphone there are 2 buttons. The one on the left is the down button and the one on the right is the up button, which raises or lowers the operating frequency, the memory channel number, the menu number, etc. Holding either button down causes the action to be repeated. Also switches between values for functions with multiple choices. On the back of the microphone, there is a slide switch, which is the lock switch, which locks all microphone keys except PTT and the DTMF keypad if equipped. And now on the front of the microphone, across the top, there are four buttons. The left-hand one is the call key. To the right of that is the VFO key. And to the right of that, the MR key. They're identical to the front panel call, VFO and MR buttons. And these keys can be reprogrammed if desired. And finally, to the right is the PF key. Depending on which function you select by accessing PF1 in menu number 20, the function of this key differs. You need to refer to the programmable function PDF keys in the manual. And then depending on which microphone you have, below this may be a DTMF keypad, MC-53DM only. The 16-key keypad is used for DTMF functions or to directly enter a frequency or memory channel. And if you've got it, then the top row of the keypad is 123A from left to right. So four buttons in a row, a horizontal row. Below that, 456B. Below that, 789C. And below that is asterisk or star, zero, hash or pound sign, and D. If we go to the rear panel, then on the very left is an SO239 socket for the antenna. So your coax cable from the antenna will have a PL259 plug on it. The main middle section is the cooling fan, and to the right of that at the top is the power input connector for the 12 to 13 volt supply. And below that is a 3.5mm socket, which is a mono two-conductor socket, which is for connecting an external speaker. And that completes the walk-around of the front and rear panels.